Hello everyone, I hope you're doing well. I'm Supriya Anchan from the Technology Advisory Team at Nextime, and welcome to another topic in our series themed Women in Technology. The aim of this initiative is to connect with women from across the globe, making a difference in their area of work. I'm joined today by Sheila Quadros, AVP Edelweiss Financial Services Limited. Sheila comes with a rich experience of over 15 years and her strengths include networking, relationships, multilingual, PR and image building. A linguist, she's currently studying Spanish. Welcome to this podcast, Sheila. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Supriya. Thank you for having me.
Sheila, EVP Current Affairs. What are your areas of specialization?
Yes, Supriya, AVP Current Affairs. So having been a flight attendant for 15 years and now moved into the corporate affairs space, I would say that my specialization has been and is people. People are always the most important resource given any setting, and the reasons being that they are dynamic, evolving, and working across cultures and mindsets, etc., has always been my superpower.
From being someone from the aviation industry directly to corporate, how was this switch? Was this gradual, something that you planned, something that was on your radar? Or how did this happen?
Well, interesting story there. So, you know, we're always victims of circumstance, right? And couple of years ago, I was victim to one such circumstance, which propelled me in a totally different direction. It was like a 360 degree change. So, you know, having had only one passion, which is flying, and, you know, travel running through my veins all of my younger life, that's what I was, you know, that's something that I truly loved. But of course, there was something that happened which kind of, you know, pulled me out of it. And looking back now, I would say, you know, it was probably God's way of wanting me to go in a different direction, to touch more people's lives, or, you know, just to be in a whole different space. And probably that's why, you know, I came across that circumstance. But having said that, it was a total change. You know, I didn't even know what the meaning of corporate affairs was until I actually got into it. But the first thing that came to my mind was, let me explore. Let me see what it is all about. And, you know, they say, right, once you jump into the ocean, you learn to swim. So it was exactly like that. I jumped into the ocean of corporate affairs. I'm still swimming, still learning, but it's been a fabulous journey. And I somehow thank God and, you know, for whatever happened that has made me choose to, you know, this road.
Sheila, a lot of times, you know, there are many times that we get kind of stuck, or we're thrown at such situations, or life throws such situations at us that we really don't know what to do, you know, from there. It's like in your case, you just said you were somewhere totally different, and then probably whatever the circumstance was pushed to another paradigm. You know, if I were to put it that way, it was a total switch, and it's not a conscious decision, not something that you've planned for. And especially, you know, when you're starting your career, or you're somewhere in the middle of your career where you think you need to settle down, you know, as a career point of view, and something like this happens, you know, we kind of get shaken up. We don't know what to do. But like you very rightly said, that, you know, you've got to kind of embrace these situations and move forward, because with one, you know, having faith that probably this is something better, this has something better to offer to me, and maybe I'm going to learn something better. Has this how it has been for you also?
Absolutely, Supriya. You know, until the time something actually shakes us up, like you said, you know, there is people nowadays, they say being in your comfort zone is not so comfortable for too long, you know. So until you know, change, I believe, is the only constant, as they say. And life changes every day, right? Things happen every day, and they happen for a reason. They happen for you to propel yourself forward in different ways, you know. Testing different capabilities. Sometimes you may not know you had that capability, until you're actually in that situation where it comes to the test. And then you say, wow, I mean, you know, I had it in me. And that's really a beautiful feeling.
Archana, we often feel, you know, for us, whenever we are thrown into a situation or whenever we are at a crossroad where we're kind of trying to see, understand, identify something, whether it's a career, whether where you want to go, whether it's your academics, there's always that one nudge or push that you look for from someone whom you look up to. You know, there are a lot of these support agents, but that could be probably at home. It could be your teachers, the school, the universities, the government, the organization, wherever we are. We do need a nudge and push, you know, to kind of give us a confidence that, yes, you know, you need to go ahead and take up this challenge. Do you think that this is true and these support agents have a role to play?
Absolutely, Supriya. I believe, you know, your innermost circle is, of course, your family, right? And they have the primary role to play in your life. Apart from, you know, bringing you up and nourishing you, they are your first teachers, your first mentors, your role model, your everything rolled into one, right? Your punching bag and you know, a lot more. So, yes, definitely it is your parents and your home support system that gives you this platform, you know. They're the ones who give you this confidence that, yes, you can do it. And, you know, that extra nudge sometimes that we require. They're the ones who guide us with all their wisdom, you know. And had it not been for them, we wouldn't have even gone to school, right? They're the ones who put us into the school. And, you know, that rat race begins very early. I think once a child is born, the parent is already thinking, okay, which school am I going to admit my child into? So, yes, this is, you know, for me, it is definitely and has always been my mom. You know, she has always given me that little elbow nudge, you know, always pushing me, edging me on further. She always used to tell me, look, don't look behind very often, you know. Yes, you do need to look behind once in a while to know how far you've come, but concentrate on the road ahead. And I feel that, you know, a lot of us should be extremely grateful for the gift of our families, you know, because they are the first support system. And then once we get into school, we have our teachers, you know, that one favorite teacher we have, you know, who we look up to. We have so many, we have our own peers, you know, we have our own friends, and there's so much that we get exposed to. We learn, you know. Schools have these career guidance programs, etc. So the way I'm looking at it is that these career guidance programs need to be a little more inclusive into, you know, involving the parents and make it a very wholesome career guidance so that the child gets a better understanding and a whole, you know, it's a different kind of nourishment, you know. Other than just providing the education, you also provide them with, for example, life skills. You provide them with, you know, the ability to look at the face of adversity and say, okay, I'm going to get past you, you know. So yes, parents, our family support, teachers, our, you know, neighborhood. There are so many people who influence us, who mentor us, who guide us with their wisdom. And therefore, I feel it's very important.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Sheila, when you spoke, I mean, it kind of took me back to my days in school when I remember that one particular teacher. And I remember my mom pushing me, you know, saying that, you know, it's okay, don't be scared. You know, you can stand and do that debate and you can stand and do the speech and oratory assignments that we used to have. And then, you know, I really thought that my mom is kind of, you know, holding it against me and wants me to be embarrassed in front of the whole crowd. But today when I sit back and I see, had she not done that comfort or inhibitions that I would rather have with me are kind of reduced to a larger extent. So yes, the dependency and the support that we have of our families is actually a privilege that we all need to cherish. When we move on and join an organization, Sheila, we are connected with a lot of people who though we do not know at a personal level when we start off. But again, in the organization, we kind of look for a mentor or someone who's going to guide us, saying, okay, you know, being a woman, probably this is something you can go ahead, take that up and take up the challenge and all. Did you find someone like that? Did you think that, you know, this really helped you push forward in your career?
Absolutely, Supriya. You know, this is my first corporate job in India, I would say. You know, I've always been born and raised abroad and always worked there. And so I did not know the landscape of the corporate world in India. But, you know, I have to say that my boss, who's not only been a boss, but been my mentor and the one who got me introduced to the entire corporate life here, you know, and I always look up to him and I say, if you hadn't happened in my life, I wouldn't have learned all of this, you know. So he tells me, he says, I was just a part of the journey, but you had the fire in your belly, you know. So it works both ways. If you are mentoring somebody, the person also needs to have that want to be mentored. Right. So it is actually like two sides of a coin, basically. And that's what makes up the whole coin.
Sheila, also now that, you know, we, you know, over the past year and a half, there's no denying the dependency that we have on technology and the way it has helped us kind of propel or do the kind of activities that we are doing. Obviously, we're not discussing on the other side of it. But do you see the need for the government also to do something for kind of engaging more women in the field of technology, giving them more opportunities or having policies as such, which promote or give opportunities to more women in the field, in this field?
Yes, Supriya, definitely. You know, I think technology has transformed the world more dramatically than any other revolution in history. Right. And of course, it's one of the fastest growing sectors in the global economy. We're not talking only about India. But yes, it does require an entire, you know, a 360 degree support system, whether we say from the education institutes, whether we talk of government, whether we talk of society, everyone plays their role, you know, in terms of, you know, being a well-oiled machine in order to move forward. For example, yes, you spoke of, you know, the last 18 months has been something that I think even our parents never saw coming. No one saw coming, right? I mean, we were just thrown into it. But one thing we realized was that although we couldn't, you know, go out, we couldn't see our colleagues, we couldn't go to our workspaces, we could not go to school and our kids were at home, but technology actually was that net that held us all together, right? And it was that link with which we could still be connected, offices seamlessly moved to a work from home style, education, the classrooms came home, the churches and temples came home. So in a sense, you know, we didn't need to go to find God. God came into our homes, right? And that was the most beautiful thing that you could have asked for. So, you know, one of the other very important aspects to talk about here is the revolutionary national education policy that the government announced last year. And, you know, this policy actually proposes a revamping of the existing systems of higher education and a lot of integration of technology, you know, for better teaching learning outcomes. And all of this is actually coming out now. So we are seeing the government take steps to, you know, improve and bring technology to the center of a lot of careers, you know. Like, for example, whether you are just in an admin role or in any other specialized role, you do see being tech savvy helps you a lot. You know, it is kind of the center around which our lives revolve, not to mention social media and everything else that we're hooked on to. But definitely, so all of these, you know, we see that schools are also imparting a lot more of computer and tech-based education. Students are doing a lot more research. And I truly believe that women today if we actually look at statistics, women now make up almost 34 to 35% of the IT workforce in India, which is fabulous, which is, you know, and very encouraging, because we really want to see that percentage maybe go up to 50 or 60. I would need to, of course, ask the men to pardon me on this, but, you know, more women getting into the tech space and more women, you know, functioning as inspirational leaders would really bring about, you know, we're talking of diversity, we're talking of gender inclusion nowadays. So all of this is really going to come whole circle when women actually get into all of these spheres and choose career paths that will really propel them forward.
True, true, Sheila. I mean, I think this has to be, this entire motion has to be a very inclusive and collaborative one, where each agent or each person needs to be accommodative of the change that will come in or that needs to be brought in, and needs to be very embracing of the newer things that happen. So whether there are challenges that come our way, or whether there is an openness that is needed to accept some new changes that are there, the whole thought process has to be that, you know, like you said, change is the only thing that is very constant. So change is going to keep happening. You need to evolve. And as human beings, we have always been evolutionary. You know, we kept evolving from the Darwin stage to what we are today. So that evolution is something that keeps us going. And today, with the help of technology, I think we'll be able to do much more and much better. And like how you very rightly said, that if the percentage of women also increase and we are able to balance it out, I think it will definitely be a new era and new stage in the entire technology paradigm when we look foresee in the future.
Absolutely. Very true, Supriya. Very rightly said.
Sheila, thank you so much, so much for those interesting thoughts and sharing excerpts from your journey and experience. It was indeed a wonderful conversation, and I'm sure our listeners will find this session to be interesting and useful.
Thank you so much, Supriya. Thanks a lot for having me. And, you know, to everyone who is listening in, I just want to say that it all starts with a dream, right? So dream big, and once, you know, build yourself a plan. Once you have that dream, you build a plan around it, and definitely the sky is not the limit. There is no stopping you. And I would say to anyone, everyone who's listening, just, you know, the only way to go is forward.
Thanks, Sheila. And on that fantastic thought, stay tuned to all our listeners for another interesting conversation coming up in this series. Until then, stay safe and stay inspired.
Thank you.